Yeah.
Maybe you can tell us something about Shripa Krishna Das Babaji Maharaj, yesterday his disappearance.
There's a saying, Vaishnavera, Kriyamudra Vigyeha Nabujoy be. Very cautious, careful in trying to estimate the activities of a Vaishnava. Even in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it's interesting to note that like with regard to when he is Nimai Pandit in Navadvip, also the nocturnal kirtans, the house of Srivas Thakur, that I mean, as recorded by Srila Vrindavan Das Thakur in the Chaitanya Bhagavat, there are people who, for one reason or another, envy, misunderstanding, they being excluded, different reasons are given, and they speculate wildly about Mahaprabhu and his devotees, what's going on inside that room. They're having kirtan. And, I mean, it's not kirtan as we know it. You can say, prem sankirtan, ecstatic symptoms, extraordinary ecstatic behavior. And for those who are outside, they're hearing something and drawing unfortunate conclusions. So even in the pastimes of Mahaprabhu, it's like that. And in one sense, these two currents are always running side by side, like yoga maya, maha maya and yoga maya. Or gurus sometimes say, the out-carrying current, the in-carrying current. What is it? Centripetal and centrifugal, fugal. One's throwing everything toward the outside, and another one spinning away is causing everything to go towards the center. So, there were those who didn't properly understand who is Krishna. And even Ramachandra, so many things. So it's from an overview, broad angle of vision, these things can be accommodated and understood. Devotees did not understand who was Kolavecha Sridhar. And Vrindavan Das Thakur points out that sometimes the Lord's devotees, very high-level devotees, they take birth in an apparently low situation or like poor, unfortunate family. But it's actually to make a point. That one can, so an exalted soul can appear in a situation like that. This Kolavecha Sridhar, he made a business, we're told, from the, like, banana trees plant. And we've seen in India, they make leaf plates, leaf cups, little things like, just like in this part of Asia, they have a tendency to make everything out of bamboo, right? Like all kinds of bamboo things. But they're like making leaf cups, leaf plates, and they're very inexpensive. And we thought this Kolavecha Sridhar, this is how he made his livelihood. At his place, when Mahaprabhu did the first Nagar Sankirtan, in the exhaustion of singing and dancing and chanting, he needed to drink water. He went to Kolavecha Sridhar's place. Can't even call it a house, just where he resided. Like we see here, they put some bamboo up, a little roof, you know, and someone staying there. And he had one metal pot, like for water, but it was like old, broken, you know, not what you would present to a respectable guest. That Mahaprabhu drank water from there. He only wanted, because of his devotion, he wanted to drink water from his pot. But anyway, that Sridhar, he made this living, getting by somehow. But 50% of his income was spent in worship of Mother Ganga, right? So whatever little money he made, still 50% of that went for Ganga Puja. But Nimai Pandit, he's at this point in his life playing the role of an arrogant scholar. Right? He's concealing his devotional position, even his divinity. So he would go to Kolavecha Sridhar and want to haggle over prices with him. Everyone in Navadvip knows that Sridhar is like more as honest as Yudhisthira Maharaj. But Nimai Pandit would go to him, and he's charging next to nothing for these little leaf cups and plates. And Nimai Pandit would say, "Why are you charging so much?" And then they'd start arguing. And then sometimes Mahaprabhu would grab something and they'd like have a tug of war, be going back and forth. And he'd go like, "Why are you bothering me? Why not? You can buy from somebody else." And he said, "No, I like your product. I just think the price could be better." So everyone knows, like, he's so perfect. But this is their play. It's the pastime of theirs. So inevitably, Mahaprabhu would, Kolavecha Sridhar would look at the beauty of his face and become enamored and go, "All right, thank you." And this would go on for 2 hours, the negotiation, back and forth. And it was giving Nimai Pandit great pleasure to have this kind of interaction with his devotee. And this Kolavecha Sridhar in the evening, he would chant Krishna Nam all night. And Vrindavan Das Thakur, some of the people thought, "Oh, he's so poor, he doesn't have any food, so he's like wailing all, he's chanting all night because, you know, he doesn't have anything." They didn't realize he was in like a deep state of ecstasy. He's full of Krishna prema, but they're trying to figure him out from an external point of view. So as we're told that Nimai Pandit, Krishna's come down as Mahaprabhu to explore the heart of Srimati Radharani, Mahabhav Swarupini Radha Thakurani. But it's a gradual expression. He takes sannyas at the age of 24, and then he enters the Radha Bhav type consciousness incessantly. But before that, we see some gradual evolution, so to speak, from his childhood pastimes, to the pastimes of the arrogant scholar, till he gradually starts showing the mood of a devotee, culminating in the mood of the highest devotee. But before that, so we're told sometimes he's like showing his divinity, but even he's unaware of it. Sometimes he goes into the temple room and sits on the throne, on the altar. But later he's not totally aware that he's doing these things, or he's even apologetic. But one time, there's something called the Maha Prakash. For 21 hours, he sits on the altar, and he's full-blown Krishna, the Supreme Personality of Godhead, in total awareness and recognition of that. And he's calling all of his favorite devotees to come forward, and he's fulfilling their heart's desires. Whatever they want, anything they could possibly want, he's giving to them. He's expressing his gratitude toward them. When Murari Gupta comes, who's a physician in Gaurlila, but he's Hanuman in Ramlila, he appears as Ramachandra, and there's Sita Devi and all of that. And he says, "You are Hanuman." He's revealing to him his identity in Ram. And Murari Gupta is so overwhelmed, and because that's his heart's devotion is towards Ramachandra. He's showing Ramachandra to him. All the avatars he's showing, every avatar imaginable. And different devotees, they're coming. But whenever he offers them something, because they're pure devotees, they don't ask for anything other than remembrance of him, lifetimes of service. Please don't let me forget you. Let me be a dog in the house of a devotee, but never forget you. Like Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in one of his songs, Kita janmaho jata tuadas bahirmukh brahma janme nahiyash. Kita means an insect. And he said, I would rather be an insect in the house of a devotee than Brahma, the creator of the universe, without devotion. So, consistent with this type of divine thought, but at one point, Mahaprabhu tells the devotees, find Sridhar, Kolavecha Sridhar, go find him. He's always taking a name, just follow this, I can hear him now. Follow the sound of that name, you'll find him. The devotees find him, and he's overwhelmed just at the thought that Mahaprabhu is calling for him. They bring him to Mahaprabhu, and he's saying, Sridhar, you are my devotee. He said, you know our pastimes, this haggling over the leaf cups and plantain plates. Mahaprabhu would say to him, imagine, he's a worshiping Mother Ganga. Mahaprabhu would say, you know, you worship Ganga all the time. You know I'm her father. He'd be like, no, don't say that. But what he's saying is true. He said, you know who I am. But so they bring Kolavecha Sridhar, and Mahabharata would say, now, what do you want? He offers him Asta Siddhi, means eightfold mystic perfection. Like Anima, you can make yourself smaller than the smallest. Mahima, bigger than the biggest. Lagima, light, like light, super light. Prapti, acquire things from a great distance, from anywhere, can transport that. And other many, eightfold types of mystic power, he's saying. I give it all to you. No, I don't want that. He says, what do you want? What is your heart's desire? He said, what I want is that birth after birth, that Brahman who comes in, basically stealing from me, that he will be my lord birth after birth, and we will continue with these pastimes. That's what I want. And Mahaprabhu saying, then he realizes it's a way of shining a spotlight on his pure devotion. And then you can offer some prayers. And he said, who am I to say anything? I'm incapable of properly glorifying you. So Mahaprabhu summons the goddess Saraswati. She appears, her influence on the tongue of Kalavecha Sridhar, and he offers all these beautiful prayers. So she's serving the devotee in their heartfelt devotional expression. So, and many examples are given. So when it comes to understanding the disciples of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, we have to be very cautious, because they're exalted personalities. As Guru Maharaj wrote in his prayer to Srila Saraswati Thakur for his appearance day, pranamami charanan tika paricharaka sahitam. We don't worship the Guru in isolation, but rather he is, as Krishna is not worshipped in isolation, but with his entourage, so Guru is also worshipped with his entourage. And so we consider Srila Krishna's Babaji Maharaj to be a member of the eternal entourage of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. And he is a dear friend of Srila Guru Maharaj, particularly, and always periodically residing at Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Math and visiting all the Gaudiya Maths, actually. And while going from Math to Math, he had this special appreciation for the compositions of Srila Guru Maharaj. So, like the song that we all know that ends in the line, Pranamami Sada Prabhupada Padam. What is it, 11 verses in praise of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. He popularized that in the Gaudiya Math. Everyone in Gaudiya Math knows this song. It's generally sung on the disappearance days of Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur. But Krishna's Babaji Maharaj popularized that. The singing of the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram. The first time I ever heard this, I had some recordings of Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, and I heard him singing this line from the Prema Dhamma Stotram, but which I was unfamiliar with at the time. So, someone helped me identify it that way. I said, what is this verse that he's singing? And they checked many, many different books and then found that, oh, it's the Prema Dhamma Deva Stotram of Srila Sridhar Maharaj. He liked to sing the sloka, Nikila Bhuvana Maya, Chinavich Chinakartri, Vibhura Bahulam Rigya Mukti Mohanta Datri, Shitiliti Bili Raga Radhya Radhesha Dwani, Vilasatu Ridinityam Bhakti Siddhanta Vani. Srila Sridhar Maharaj had not been to his birthplace in 40 years. Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, Jajavar Maharaj, Achyutananda, some others, went with Srila Guru Maharaj to Hapaniya. So after a long time, he returned to his hometown. And Babaji Maharaj and Jajavar Maharaj, they said, we consider this to be Barshana. Barshana is the place of Srimati Radharani. So in other words, he's saying, if in the highest expression, Guru is to be seen as Radharani's delegation, then they're offering this sort of praise, the Srila Guru Maharaj, and then saying, where Srila Sridhar Maharaj appeared, that's Barshana. Not like where Radharani appeared, if this is where Srila Sridhar Maharaj appeared, then we consider it to be Barshana. So, although godbrother of Srila Guru Maharaj, he had this sort of appreciation and faith in Srila Guru Maharaj. And when Guru Maharaj asked, why do you like to sing, you know, my songs and slokas so much? Babaji Maharaj said, because I consider them on the same level as what has been expressed by Rupa Goswami. And just to show how this is possible, is someone talking on the balcony or nearby or something? In the studio? No, they can't do that. Please. It comes all the way out here. To give an example of that, like very beautifully in Chaitanyastakam, Srila Rupa Goswami has written a verse that comes to mind. It says, Raso dama kamar budama dura damodvila tanur jatinam utankshas tarani karabidyoti vasana hiranyanam lakshmi varan abhivang angika rucha satchetanna kame punar apidashor yasyati vadam. So he's describing the beauty of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He says, Raso dama kamar buddha. So rasa udam kama arbuddha. Kama here means Cupid. Right. So, but arbuddha means 10 million. So he's saying, kama arbuddha, 10 million cupids, rasa udama, in full blown rasic expression. Raso dama kamar buddha. Madhura Damodjvala Tanur. The sweetness and the beauty of the form of Mahaprabhu is like that. Damodjvala, and shining, radiant in this way. Like the shining sweetness and radiance of 10 million cupids and full-blown cupidity. He's saying so much so that it's made his cloth, which is saffron, take on a golden color, and that's emanating from his body, and he has this description like that, the golden form of Gauranga Mahaprabhu. Srila Guru Maharaj in the Prema Dhamma Stotram, he says, Svarna Koti Dharpa Nava Deho Varna Gauravam Padma Parijata Banditanga Sorabam Koti kami murchi tangri rupa rasarangaram prema dama deva meva nomi gora sundaram. So he says, Rupa Goswami said, he's as sweet, seductive, and brilliant as 10 million cupids. Guru Maharaj in his sloka says, 10 million cupids will faint to see the beauty of Mahaprabhu. So you can see, and Babaji Maharaj is saying, Rupa Goswami sing in this way, then why do I like to sing the songs and verses of Srila Sridhar Maharaj? Like that. It's, you know, same, same, but different. Like Rupa Goswami, but he's taking it from another point of view. Rupa Goswami is showing him as brilliant, beautiful, and sweet and charming as 10 million cupids. Guru Maharaj is saying, 10 million cupids will faint to see his beauty. So, like that. And we somehow, when we heard Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, we were very affected by his way of singing and expressing slokas and his kirtan. And I remember there was one event where, there was maybe myself and a few of our friends, we were sort of like, you know, his fans. But there were other devotees very suspicious of him. Gaudiya Math and God, and, you know, and he's a Babaji. And so remember, there was this one kirtan at ISKCON in Mayapur. And he's in a room, and like, so there's a few of my friends who are fans, you know, and they're like very happy, and they're very excited to participate in this kirtan with him. But most of the room is very suspicious. And then Babaji Maharaj started the kirtan. And so my friends are responding, and the other people, they're kind of not saying anything, or very little. But then gradually, like, they're going, oh, this is very nice. There's something mystically enchanting about it. They started to participate a little bit. And it goes on for a few minutes more, and then you can see, then they start to participate more enthusiastically. Then Babaji Maharaj, he's like becoming more and more, he's expressing more and more in this kirtan. Around halfway through, you hear these, some devotees, they start going like, Hari Bol, and then at a certain point, they just start screaming. They're just screaming. Like out of happiness, who were very suspicious and not going to participate, and then they're like screaming at the top of their lungs, like losing their minds, and Babaji Maharaj playing the mridanga, and at the end, one of my friends, and he's telling Babaji Maharaj, like, this is what Prabhupada is doing, he's taking this kirtan all over the world, and Babaji Maharaj did not say much. He goes, whole world, Hare Krishna, kirtan, Hare, like that. And my friends, and then Babaji Maharaj, he had set verses he was quote. So they want him to say something. So what did he say? Hare Nama, Hare Nama, Hare Nama Eva Kevalam. Saying, there's no other way than this. Hare Nama, to the holy name of Krishna, three times. Kaloa Nasteva Nasteva, Gatir Nasteva Gatir Anyata. There's no other way in the Kali Yuga. But he said that and then just dissolved into like ecstatic laughter at the end. And I remember one night on Ekadashi, Babaji Maharaj's habit is to stay up every Ekadashi, he stays up all night singing, chanting. And it's not like he rests the next day. Next day is just a normal day. But Ekadashi comes, fasting, chanting all night. And we were in this room in Mayapur, and we're like going with him up till around midnight. And then we all like fall asleep. But we fall asleep to him chanting. And then when we wake up around 4 o'clock, he's still chanting. But there was one boy there who was very, like, enamored by, like, I'd never seen a personality like this. And he wanted to serve him in some way and do something. So he had this very nice chador, you know, shawl. And he won, Babaji Maharaj only has, like, Babaji, like, the Bahir Vas of a Babaji, the upper part, a t-shirt, that's it. And a japa mala. Nothing. And this boy is trying to give him this very nice, expensive chador, shawl. And Babaji Maharaj, no, Prabhu, he's like deflecting. And then the boy looks like he's going to cry if Babaji Maharaj doesn't accept this. So finally, Babaji Maharaj said, all right, he took it like this, touched it to his head, he said, I accept it. He said, but I'm going to keep it with you. And he said, so whenever I visit here, you'll bring it. So, and he, when he, before he joined Gaudiya Math, he was athletic in high school and college, and he was a fast runner. But when he would run, he would just chant the holy name. So he'd run like cross country, but he'd be, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. He'd be chanting the holy name the whole time. And he was very beautiful looking. Saraswati Thakur was worried when he first came to join, because he was like so charming, and he's wondering if it might cause some disturbance in the ashram. And he's a free form kind of personality. Guru Maharaj doesn't exempt anyone from his critique based on reality. So sometimes Babaji Maharaj, because of this fondness for kirtan and other things, it would lead him in connection with other groups of people who chant that we don't normally mix with, particularly some Sahajiya people, and they would have this festival once a year. So he's staying at the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat, and Guru Maharaj found out he's going to that festival and hearing those kirtans or participating in them. So Guru Maharaj threw him out of his mat. Right? So he threw him out of the mat. He crossed the Ganga and was going to Mayapur. And the Bhandari means like the manager there at the mat. He said, Babaji Maharaj, I thought you're staying with Sridhar Maharaj in Navadvip. He said, oh, Sridhar Maharaj, you know, ousted me from his mat. And I was like, what? How could Sridhar Maharaj do that? That's not right. You're, you know, a great disciple of Saraswati Thakur. And he said, well, I was going to Sahajiya Kirtan. And then the man said, oh, Sridhar Maharaj has done right. You should be thrown out. And then Babaji Maharaj is wandering around a while longer. So some time goes by, maybe a week, 2 weeks, something. Govinda Maharaj hears, because you can always hear, he's coming, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Hears him coming down the road, because he's always chanting. My observation of him, his mouth was in perpetual motion. Even when it looked like he was not chanting, it was still going. So he's either singing or chanting all day, all night, every day, sometimes more. And Srila Govinda Maharaj, hear him coming down the road, saying, what is this? You know, Guru Maharaj ousted you, takes him, they go upstairs to Guru Maharaj, and Guru Maharaj said, I ousted you from my mat. Why have you come? And Babaji Maharaj said, it is true, you ousted me from the mat, but you didn't say I couldn't come back. And Guru Maharaj said, that's true. And they accepted him back. And when a friend of mine, Bhakti Abhayanarayan Maharaj, we wanted to hear Krishnadas Babaji, this is in 1979. And I heard that Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj is at the Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. And we're in Mayapur. And I thought, like, one, Prabhupada had left the world, others were leaving the world. It seemed like all the senior disciples of Saraswati Thakur were leaving the world. And I thought, who knows if we'll ever hear his kirtan again. So we went over before Mangalarti, around 4 o'clock in the morning, crossed the Ganga, went to the Sri Chaitanya Saraswat Mat. We didn't think that we could meet Guru Maharaj. That wasn't because we thought we're rank and file devotees. We didn't even consider that as a possibility. But we heard Babaji Maharaj is downstairs in what used to be Hari Charan Prabhu's room, right inside the front gate. So we went in there and we found there's Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. And so, you know, he, what are we doing? And I said, well, all these great disciples of Saraswati Thakur were leaving the world, and I thought, what about the kirtan, the proper way of singing these songs, doing the kirtan? It will be lost. So I had a little bit, and I pulled out like a tape recorder. So I'm implying to him, like, so I thought, if we could come and you could sing, we could record some of that, it'll be like for the posterity, it'll be good for people in the future. But on one level, I was kind of just making this up. We just wanted to hear him do kirtan, but I had to give some reason, and that's the reason I gave. But Babaji Maharaj, who was unpredictable, he turned, he said, he was a little upset, and he said, important thing is that you chant Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And we're like, you know, like, so I took the tape recorder, pushed it back in the bag, and we like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna. You know, because he said it's important that we chant. So we're going like, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. And he's sitting on the wooden bed and like little chastity. And then after like one round, two rounds, three rounds, he started to lighten up a little bit. You know, he's like listening to us, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know. We're going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. You know, we're like following his instructions. And then he is very sprightly in his movements, very lively, and he like leapt off the bed and started walking. He said, come, come. Like that. Come, come. So we got up. I remember Bhakti Abhay Narayan Maharaj looked at me and I said, you know, let's just follow him. And we're going through what's like the prasadam room, and then up the little stairs, and then around the corner. And then he opens the gate, and I went, oh my, there was Guru Maharaj in his big chair in the morning, wrapped up in all these cloths and everything. Oh my God, you know, we both like did Shastanga Dandavats from around 30 meters away and started like crawling towards Guru Maharaj. We couldn't believe our good fortune. And then Guru Maharaj is sitting in his chair like that, and then we got close to him, and then Babaji Maharaj walked around the back going, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. He's behind Guru Maharaj and he said, listen! I said, listen! And Guru Maharaj said, you are members of the Hare Krishna movement. And this gentleman, he has some affinity for Krishna Nam. Remember, he's chanting 24 hours a day. He has some affinity for Krishna Nam. So naturally, you would be friends. And then we started inquiring from Guru Maharaj. And it was wonderful. And in that talk, Guru Maharaj also spoke about Russia, because he said, where are you preaching? And I said, well, I'm in Eastern Europe, but also Russia. And he said, oh, there was a cloud of atheism hanging over the Soviet Union, and then Swami Maharaj went there, and the cloud lifted. Now you can go and preach successfully. And so some special gratitude we have to Srila Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, because he took us to the lotus feet of Guru Maharaj. How can we reciprocate that? It's not possible. But by singing his glories and how much love and affection he had for Guru Maharaj. And the other thing I like to say is that And people can believe or not believe. I believe. But when I was traveling and preaching in there's a place near Delhi. One place is called Meerut, the other one Bareilly, one of those two places. There was this doctor from Bengal, a Dr. Guha. And we're staying at his house doing, and he and his wife, they're Gaudiya Math Grihasthas. They have a full-blown temple in their house. Radha Krishna deities and Mahaprabhu, you know, artis, everything. I mean, just like a temple. These were those like grihasthas you read about or hear about. You know, the husband, he's a doctor, goes to work, but they have everything that you do in a temple is done in their home. And he invited us to stay there and do programs there for like a week or something. But every night he'd come home from work, we all take prasadam together, but like I give a talk in the evening, I'm giving these lectures, and he's always sitting in the back like listening like very scrutinizingly to everything I'm saying, every sloka I'm quoting, everything, you know. And after like 3 days, I'm starting to wonder like, does he approve of, you know, my representation? Or I couldn't tell. His face was so grave, you know, I was wondering. And so on the third day, he says to me at the end of one class, he said, "Do you know Babaji Maharaj?" And I was like, and at first I thought, "Oh, Krishna?" And I went, "No, well." Because most Babajis are named Krishnadas or Ramdas, so there are many of them. So I said, which, he said, Baba, I said, what Babaji Maharaj? Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj. Said, well, they're all Krishnadas, Ramdas. He said, Gaudiya Math. I went, oh, yes. You know, I've met him a few times and revere him. And he said, he never stays with any grihasthas, but he stays in my house. You know, yes, sir. And he's saying, we have a room upstairs that he stays in. Do you want to see it? I go, yeah. And we go upstairs and show us the room. It's just like a wooden bed and a hook on the wall with a mridanga hanging there. Like, can we see the mridanga? Yeah. And we open it like, put it back in the little closet. And he said, you know, last year he was very sick and, you know, feverish for like a week or more, like, you know, deathly ill. So, and this man's a doctor, he said, so I got my stethoscope to give him an examination. And he said, I put this stethoscope on his heart and I'm listening. And he said, but I heard no heartbeat, just this kol and kartals and Hare Krishna Maha Mantra. So he's saying he's listening with the stethoscope and he's hearing a mridanga and kartals and the Maha Mantra. So if that doesn't give you some indication who is Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj, I don't know what will. And that said, he expressed his appreciation for Sakya Rasa that he liked. This is a Madhura Rasa line, the Rupanuga line, and all of that. He knows everything, but his heart, he liked to sing the songs of Sakya Rasa, and that's what captured his heart, his taste, like the Ruchi Pariksha, the examination of spiritual taste. That gives him the greatest joy and happiness. And this is, you know, verified, certified by Guru Maharaj. It's not that I'm the person who observed these things. This is according to Guru Maharaj. I'm relaying that. And he Even in the time of Saraswati Thakur, there's a place called Bali Ati, which I believe is in modern-day Bangladesh. He was there taking Krishna Nam, 1 lakh, 64 rounds every day. Guru Maharaj was then the president of the Delhi Mat. And he wrote a letter to Saraswati Thakur saying, do I have your approval to bring him from Bali Ati to assist me in the service in the Delhi Mat? Maybe what he's doing is higher and he shouldn't be, you know, taken from that. Guru Maharaj is asking Saraswati Thakur's permission and approval. And Saraswati Thakur wrote him a letter back saying, if you will bring him to Delhi Mat to assist you in the seva, the Mat seva there, you'll be his real friend. Because I don't recognize that, he said, you know, counting beads is what he said. I don't recognize that counting beads in the jungle of Bali Ati is Krishnanushilana. In other words, favorable to the culture of Krishna consciousness. That is Saraswati Thakur's determination. He's saying, so if you can bring him away from that to serve, to assist, even do menial service in the temple in Delhi, you'll be his real friend. So, it's our good fortune that we had the opportunity to meet him on a few occasions. And the other thing I thought, on that Ekadashi night, after the kirtan, some devotees wanted to ask him questions. And what I remember as a highlight is the answer to every question was, Hare Krishna! But we, each time a question is asked, we're like, yeah, I wonder what he's going to say this to, you know. Then you go, Hare Krishna! You go, oh, I remember this one devotee said, Babaji Maharaj, how to overcome sex desire? And he said, you are trying, I am trying, chant Hare Krishna! So I thought, oh, that's the answer to everything. Hare Krishna, Srila Krishnas, Babaji Maharaj, Tirubhav, Mahamahutsavatiti, Hidai. And he's the one in the famous picture of Guru Maharaj and Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, they're on the same Vyasasan, and Srila Gurudev is there at the microphone where he says the Kam Prati Katayitam Ise Shloka, where Gurudev said he wasn't really scheduled to speak. He thought probably he'll be asked to sing some songs like Emana Durmati, as he usually does. But Guru Maharaj was not feeling so well. He still spoke, but in other words, the reason I bring this up is Srila Gurudev was saying he didn't like think about what he would say. He didn't have something prepared. But Srila Prabhupada Swami Maharaj, he wanted Srila Govinda Maharaj to speak. So when he asked him to speak, and Babaji Maharaj is there too. This is the opening. Srila Janardhan Maharaj was there also. And this is the opening of the Sri Chaitanya Chandradoya Mandir in Mayapur. So suddenly, unexpectedly, Srila Gurudev is asked to speak, and this comes from his heart, where he quotes this famous verse that Mahaprabhu speaks, or that Raghupati Upadhyay speaks to Mahaprabhu. When Mahaprabhu is asking him, like, first he's saying, you know, there's so many scriptures and they have so many recommendations in there. What do you gather from all of it? You who, you know the Vedas, the Mahabharata, the Puranas, the Upanishads, the vast, you know, ocean of Vedic knowledge and scripture. What do you extract from that as being most important or essential? And he said, they're called Shrutis. What's been heard? Shrutim apare, smritimitare, barantamandye, bhavabhita, ahang nanda iham vande, yashalande param brahma. He says the Shrutis, they're giving advice. The Puranas, the Upanishads, the Mahabharata, they're all telling the people like how to get free from, you know, we live in the world of mortality. We were discussing this earlier. Doesn't matter our age. We know we live in the world of mortality. Every day we hear this news on the internet. And, you know, it's like the Yudhisthira Yamaraj conversation. Ahani, ahani, bhutani, gacchanti, yamalayam, shesha, stavra, michchanti, kim, ascharja, atakparam. Because Yudhisthira can ask the Lord of Death, you would think, wow, this is a great opportunity to ask him questions. The inverse is taking place. Yamaraj is asking him, what's the most fascinating, astonishing thing about living? And Yudhisthira says, that although everyone before us has died, everyone around us is dying, and certainly we will die, we're thinking we won't die. Kim ascharja atak, what could be more astonishing than that? Right. And that's our predicament. Guru Maharaj addresses it in the search for Sri Krishna. He's saying, this is the real question you have to answer. What are you going to do about mortality? Right. What is inescapable? Right. He says, come and face. This requires courage. To live in the state of denial, that's not courageous. That's delusional. We have to have some program for dealing with this. So that means in our lives, at least every day, a little bit of, you know, eternal culture, right? While we're living in the world of mortality. So anyway, he's saying, so the Shrutis, the Vedas, they're all giving advice how to deal with this, overcome this anxiety, this inescapable anxiety that we all experience by living in the material world. How to, and they're saying that you need to connect to the Supreme Brahman, the Supreme Spirit, God, however you want to define. That's what you have to do. And when you can do that, then you're free from this worry. Right. So Parabrahma, we're Brahma, little Brahma, Parabrahma, the Supreme. Right. He said, but what I want to know, ahang iha nandam vande, I'm worshiping Nanda Maharaj. Yashyalande param brahma, that param brahma, that all the scriptures, God, they're saying you should connect with God somehow. He's crawling on his hands and knees in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj. So I'm thinking, what did Nanda Maharaj do? He's got him. Right? He's crawling in his courtyard as a toddler. So we can understand, in one leap from the Vedas, Puranas, Mahabharata, etc., to Raga Bhakti, you know, the love and devotion from the heart. Right? One leap, amazing, in one sloka. So he's saying, what did Nanda Maharaj do? So that takes us to Vatsalya Rasa. And we know, in a similar way in the Bhagavatam, Sukadev Parikit Maharaj said, Nanda kim akarod brahman, Sreya eva mahodayam, Yashodava mahabhaga, Papo yasya stanam hari. So how fortunate is Nanda Maharaj, and just to put a fine point on it, saying, and Yashoda is even more Mahabhaga more fortunate. Why? Krishna's crawling in Nandamarj's courtyard, but he's crawling on the lap of Mother Yashoda, sucking her breast milk. That Param Brahma, the God that everybody talks about in whatever religion it is, they're saying, he's sitting on the lap of his mother, sucking her breast milk. And he's saying, like, what do they do? Maybe in what their approach, if we take that approach, we can get a similar result. So when he said that, Mahaprabhu is very excited and said, anything more? This is, you've got me. You've captured me heart and soul. I'm charmed by what you're saying. Is there anything more? And that's when he says, kam prati katai tamise samprati kova pratitamayatu gopat gopati taniya kunje gopa viduti vitam brahma. He's saying, there's more I could say, but who is there anyone qualified to hear it? And would they believe me? I could say something, but would anybody believe it? And what is that? That Param Brahma, we said, is crawling, you know, everyone's searching for, crawling in the courtyard of Nanda Maharaj onto the lap of Yashoda. Well, when he gets older as Krishna, he's hunting the gopi girls of Vrindavan and the bushes of Vrindavan. That's what he's doing. Is there anybody who I can tell this to? And is there anyone who would believe it? So they've got him crawling, but he's chasing after the Braja gopis. He's saying, really, is there somebody you could tell this to? And they would believe you? No. But there is more. And Guru Maharaj said that really what he's saying is, before you, Mahaprabhu, there's nobody we could tell this to and no one would believe it. Now that you've come, this thing will be expressed everywhere in the form of the Krishna consciousness movement. People will hear about it and they'll believe it and they'll be charmed by the sweetness, the beauty, charm, sweetness of Krishna conception. Then, just to conclude, the third sloka, Mahaprabhu's love, anything else? Or you know, he said, then, what for you, he's saying, what is the supreme form of the Lord? What is the supreme abode? What is the supreme age? Because if he's like as a toddler, what age is the best? And which rasa is the highest? Remember, Mahaprabhu is asking these questions in Raghupati Vrindavan, saying, Shyama eva param rupam. Shyama Sundar Krishna, param rupam. This is the supreme form, Krishna. Nanda Kishore, he is as the cowherd boy. Puri Maru Puri Bara means Mathura, but by extension, Vrindavan, Govardhan, Ranu. This is the supreme abode. And sometimes Mathura is called Madhupuri, which is interesting. And then Kishore is the supreme age. That means when Krishna is a teenager. And at last, Adi Rasa, Madhura Rasa, is the supreme rasa. But with regard to the second verse, Gurudev, he took this. And as this was applied to Krishna from Raghupati Prajai to Mahaprabhu, Gurudev applied it to Swami Maharaj. Because he's saying, we used to eat breakfast together, I'd eat muri, he'd be eating puris and sabji. You know, like I was 17, he was a householder. And who can I tell, who would believe it if I say that Abhay Babu, who treats me like his affectionate son, and we used to eat breakfast, sit at the breakfast table together, that he would spread Krishna consciousness all over the world? Is there anyone I can tell this to, and would anyone believe it? And Krishna's Babaji Maharaj, when he heard Gurudev quote this verse, he let out one of his big, Hare Krishna! And he said, I knew, he told Guru Maharaj, I knew when Govinda Maharaj quoted that verse that he captured the audience. It was like the perfect thing to say. It was the ultimate glorification, the perfect, made Prabhupada happy because he knows what this is. That he's using that, what Raghupati Upadhyay used with Mahaprabhu to glorify him. How perfect, how wonderful. So he's happy, of course, Guru Maharaj is happy, and Krishnadas Babaji Maharaj couldn't contain his joy. He's practically leaping off the ground in happiness to hear that. And just as a side point, whether all those young devotees there knew all, it's the welcome to the Krishna consciousness movement. Your good fortune keeps unfolding continually. So even if you didn't catch it all at the time, that someone participated in such an extraordinary divine event, it will express itself in the heart in time. Hare Krishna. Jai Srila Krishna. Babaji Maharaj Ki Jai. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Hari Harai Namo Krishna Yadavaya Namaha. Yadavaya Madhavaya Keshavaya Namaha. Gopal Govinda Ram Sri Madhusudan. Giridhari Gopinath Madana Mohan. Sri Chaitanya Nityananda Sri Advaita Chandra. Garadhara Sri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda. Jai Rupa Sanatan Bhata Raghunath. Sri Jiva Gopala Bhata Dasa Raghunath. Echai gochai kori charana vandan. Jaha hoite vignanash abhista puran. Echai gochai jar muitaro das. Tansabada padarenu mora panchagras. Tandara charana sevi bhakta sanevas. Janome more avilas. Echai gochai jale braje koelo vas. Radha Krishna nitya lila korilo prakash. Anande bolo hari bhaja vrindavan. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pade Majai Aman. Sri Guru Vaishnava Pad Padma Koriyash. Hari Nam Sankirtan Kohe Narottama Das. Hey Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Nitai Gaura Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaura Hari Bo. Nitai Gaur Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, Gaur Hari Bo. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Paramahansa Pari Raja Kacharja Sitaras and Sri Sri Matsvila Bhakti Sundar Govinda Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Jai Om Vishnu Pad Srila Bhakti Rakak Sridhar Dev Goswami Maharaj Ki Jai. Bhagavan Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur Ki Jai. Jai Saparikar Sri Sri Guru Guranga Gandharva Govinda Sandarju Ki Jai. Sri Giriraj Govardhan Ki Jai. Sri Rupa Nuga Guru Varga Ki Jai. Nama Charja Srila Haridas Thakur Ki Jai. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Shivasadi Go Bhaktivinoda Ki Jai. Sri Sri Radha Krishna Gopa Gopinath Shyamakunda Radha Kunda Giri Govardhan Ki Jai. Vrindavan Dham Ki Jai. Navadeep Dham Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat Ki Jai, Ganga Devi Jamuna Devi Bhakti Devi Tulsi Devi Ki Jai, Srila Krishnas Babaji Maharaj Tiro Bab Mahamahutavatiti Ki Jai, Om Vishnu Pad Vishva Virena Srila Asi Bhakti Vedanta Shami Prabhupada Ki Jai, Sri Chaitanya Saraswatmat Acharya Brinda Ki Jai, Jai Srila Bhakti Bhimala Vidyut Maharaj Ki Jai, Jai Srimati Anuradha Devi Dasi Ki Jai, Seva Vrinda Ki Jai, Samaveda Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai, Nitai Go Premanande.